There are many elements of the breath that we can begin to modulate in order to affect a particular change in the body. Now, one of those things is the present dominant nostril. Like everything in the body, our nostrils map onto the opposite side of the brain. And different sides of the brains carry different parts of our neuroanatomy. Some related to thinking, some related to doing, some related to up, and some to down. And by modulating the nostril, we can begin to bias where it is that our energy is flowing. And in doing so, affect what that output is saying. Now, this particular breath utilizes a dominant left nostril breath in order to bring the system down. Now, this technique is called Chandrabhedana. It means literally the moon piercing breath. It can be wonderful before bed to help ease towards sleep. But at any point in the day where you want to shift away from that active, solar, upregulated place to something softer, more restorative, more building. And this technique can be done seated, but it can also be done lying down. And particularly if you are using this as a technique before sleep, it can be really effective if you lie on your right hand side. This means that left nostril is going to be free to breathe more easily. However you are, use your right thumb to close your right nostril. And you want to aim for the space just above the curve of the nostril itself, but beneath the bone of the bridge of the nose. You're in that sort of soft space. And you don't need to jam it closed, just enough to obstruct the air. And the nose is quite delicate. Just a soft pressure will be plenty. We'll then be resting the first and the middle finger on the brow. And for extra benefit here, we're gonna add a slight downward movement. So we're kind of squinkling the skin of the forehead down. Well, this is going to stimulate a whole another category of receptors through the vagal nerves and things like that, that help bring the body down. So right thumb closes right nostril. First and middle finger rest on the brow and then draw that skin down. And let your chin tuck a little. So the throat and the chest is nice and soft. But then inhale through just the left nostril. At the peak of the inhale, pause. Use that right ring finger to close the left nostril. Release the thumb and exhale through just the right nostril. Now that was one round. Reseal the right nostril. Inhale through the left one. Let's pause for a moment. Exhale through the right nostril. Now let your eyes close if they're not already. In your own rhythm now. Inhale through the left nostril. Exhale through the right. Inhale through the left nostril, exhale through the right. If you find that you're congested, then you're welcome to supplement the breath partially through the mouth, but still continue with the alternating pressures. Still visualize that root of the breath in through the left nostril, out through the right. Skin of the forehead gently squinkling down. In through the left nostril. and out through the right. In through the left, out through the right. And savor all the sensations of settling with this breath. And the more you can embrace that sense of sliding slowly into relaxation with that right nostril exhale, the more effective this practice will be as your entire system embodies it. In through the left, out to the right, in through the left, out through the right. Perhaps if you're following this practice as part of a bedtime routine, now is the perfect moment to turn your phone off and continue in your own rhythm. Left in, right out, for a few more minutes. If you're heading into something else, I hope you have a restful quality as you move into it. And take a few minutes just to breathe in and out through both nostrils again. And bring the system back into readiness, back into balance, but with that bedrock of calm instilled. Thank you.